Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we are on a mission, and it's a deceptively simple one.
It really is.
We're taking this one really curious piece of knowledge from the world of sound physics acoustics, and we're going to try and translate it into some practical wisdom.
Yeah, for how you build your life, your business, your core beliefs, really.
We're diving into this relationship between, I guess, precision and flexibility.
Exactly. And our sources brought up this powerful paradox. What if the strongest foundations, you know, the most solid things you can build, are actually the ones that are the most adaptable?
Which is so counterintuitive. We always think strength means rigid, unmoving.
Right. But we're going to explore how real strength actually comes from having enough space to resonate.
Okay. So let's unpack this core idea. The quote that kicked this whole thing off for us was just fascinating. It said something like, the lower notes actually have more relativity, whereas the higher notes, there's less room for interpretation.
It's just a beautiful way to connect acoustics and philosophy, isn't it? Well, let's start with the physics first. I think if you can really get how the sound works here, the metaphor just clicks right into place.
Okay, yeah, let's slow down on the acoustics part. When we say relativity in a low note, what does that actually mean? Like, for someone listening, we hear a note, but what's going on under the surface?
Right. So when a musician plays a bass note, think of, you know, the lowest string on a cello or a bass guitar. It's not producing one single perfect frequency wave.
Okay.
That low note exists as what's called a fundamental frequency, but all around it, actively resonating with it, is this complex cloud of harmonics and overtones.
So it's not a single point. It's more like a spectrum.
Exactly. It's a spectrum. Yeah. And the human ear, our brain, is incredibly sophisticated. It hears that fundamental low frequency, but it's also hearing this whole range of vibrations bouncing around it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it still perceives all of that complexity as that note, that capacity for inclusion, that space, that little bit of wiggle room for interpretation. That's the relativity. The note is stable, but it's wide.
It sounds like the note has a tolerance for error,
huh.
Or maybe a tolerance for complexity. Huh. It could be a little bit off center and still feel resonant, still feel right.
That's a perfect way to put it.
It's like landing a plane on a runway that's a mile wide.
Yes, that's the analogy. Now, compare that to a very high note. Think a piccolo or the very top keys on a piano.
Right, that space is just gone. If you're slightly off at a high note, It sounds awful. Immediately.
Grating.
Yeah. It's either exactly on the mark or it's wrong. It feels unstable.
It's precise, but it's unforgiving. Yeah. The higher the frequency, the more narrow that window for interpretation becomes. There's just less relativity.
So you're landing the plane on a tightrope.
You are. And that's the core insight we're pulling from this. The more fundamental something is, the lower it is on the scale, the more relativity it needs to be sustainable.
If your foundation, your low note, is too precise,
yeah.
It just snaps when things shift.
And that's the thing. Precision, the kind we want in our daily actions, is actually contingent on the flexibility of its source. You need that wide, robust base to build anything sharp and tall on top of it.
Okay, so this is the bridge we need to build for you, the listener. We're asking you to identify your own lower notes, your foundations. Where does everything else in your life actually rest?
And we're not talking about your to-do lists here. We're talking about the deep-rooted stuff. It could be your core values, your sense of safety,
your relationship to your body, maybe.
For sure. Or your core beliefs about who you are. These are the bass notes that are just humming underneath everything else.
And once you've identified those, we bring in this this essential rule of contingency from the source material, which was all of the high register is contingent on that relativity in the lower register.
Let's pull that metaphor over to your life.
Yep.
Your ability to be structured and precise and effective day to day, your goals, your schedule, all that high register stuff, it depends entirely on how flexible your foundation really is.
But that feels so. It feels counterintuitive to so much of, you know, success culture. Isn't strength supposed to be about a lack of movement? If my foundation is flexible, what stops it from just collapsing?
And that's the tension we have to look at. People confuse flexibility with, say, indecision or a lack of commitment. But in sound, the low note stability is guaranteed by its width, not its narrowness.
Can you give us a concrete example, something that you could spot in your own life? Let's start with a rigid foundation, one with less relativity.
Okay, a rigid foundation is, it's often built on these binary rules. It sounds like To be a good person, I must be productive every single day.
Right. Or I never show weakness.
Exactly. Or even in a relationship, we always communicate this way. It's very, very precise.
And the high register consequences of that, they're brutal. Let's say my low note is I must be productive every day. I get sick, but I push through it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I end up doing terrible work while I've got a fever, and I just make myself sicker.
Yes. The rigid foundation doesn't just cause burnout. It actually creates resentment toward the goal itself. You're forcing a precise action, the high note, onto a foundation that can't support it in that moment.
The sickness.
So the foundation snaps because it has no space to include the reality of, you know, being ill or just being exhausted.
Okay, now let's flip it. A flexible foundation, the low note with that wide relativity.
This kind of foundation is based more on principles, not rules. So it sounds like I value both effort and sustainable rest, or my commitment is to the quality of the work, not just the quantity of the hours.
And the higher register there is. It's adaptive. When you get sick, you rest, because your foundation values sustainability.
Exactly. When a project hits a wall, you don't just force the old plan, you pivot. The flexible foundation is stable precisely because it can support variation. It supports adaptation. And, I mean, adaptation is the ultimate strength in a complex world.
So it's about trading a fixed identity for an evolving one. Instead of defining yourself by the achievements, the high notes, you define yourself by that resonant space underneath.
That's it. That's absolutely it. And, you know, this whole concept of foundational stability, allowing for higher creativity, it brings us right to the music of Alice Coltrane.
Oh, yeah. For anyone who isn't familiar with her, Alice Coltrane was an incredible composer, a jazz harpist, pianist, and her music often uses what are called drones.
Drones are so fascinating. They're these sustained notes that often play through an entire piece of music. You see it in Indian classical music with the tanpura. It provides this continuous harmonic background.
It's a home base.
It is an unchanging home base. It's
like the sound equivalent of the earth under your feet. It doesn't move.
Oh, so
it's this foundation of extreme, almost boring stability.
But here's the mind-bending part. That very constancy is what allows the musician total freedom.
The stability enables the flexibility.
Yes. Because the foundation, the drone, is always there. The musician can wander and improvise and experiment with incredible complexity, even dissonance in the melody.
The higher notes.
They can play things that sound incredibly tense because they know the drone provides the context to always resolve back to that stability.
Without the drone, all that experimentation would just sound like chaos.
Complete chaos. But with it, the listener can perceive the nuance, the specific quality of tension or release being created by the other notes playing against that constant tone. It gives you a reference point.
So we have to ask you, the listener, what is your drone? What's that sustained note in your life that provides the non-negotiable stability so that everything else can be flexible?
You know, it could be a commitment to a morning routine or a weekly creative practice. It might just be a vow to protect your sleep no matter what.
They sound like rules, but their function is actually to free up your energy for flexible decisions everywhere else.
Right. And we saw a fantastic example of this in our source material, talking about BK's 42-day vrata practice. A vrata is a kind of ritual vow.
Right. Often involving really disciplined practices, cold baths, strict diet, specific texts to read.
From the outside, it looks like extreme rigidity, a military-grade container. But the purpose of that rigid container isn't to restrict. It's to create inner flexibility.
Inner space for discovery.
Mm-hmm. The external structure becomes the drone. Because that container is totally fixed, the rules don't change. The mind is freed from having to make all those little decisions every day.
You don't have to debate the small stuff.
You don't. And that allows your mind to focus on deeper internal changes. The rigidity on the surface creates this liquidity underneath. It's a classic example.
Okay, that is the perfect bridge to my favorite analogy from all of this.
Yes.
Jazz pudding.
It's the ultimate description of the low note with high relativity.
It's formless, but it has substance. Its fundamental pudding is always pudding, but it takes the shape of its container.
It's adaptable to any bowl, any context. It has built-in room for interpretation.
And this reframes what we should want from a foundation. We don't want a concrete slab that cracks the second the ground shifts.
We want a gelatinous, substantive foundation that can absorb the shock of change and complexity.
So let's try to solidify this for the listener, a kind of practical framework.
Okay. We can define the two approaches. A rigid foundation. It's defined by those binary rules we mentioned. Always, never, good, bad. It leads to a fixed identity. It only really supports temporary clarity.
And it fails under complexity and growth. Mm-mm. Its low notes are just too narrow.
And the cost of that failure is huge. When that foundation breaks, the whole structure falls. We get shame, burnout, and identity crisis because we thought the high notes, the actions, were the foundation.
Right.
So then there's the flexible foundation. This is defined by contextual principles, multiple pathways. It rests on an evolving identity, the I contain multitudes idea.
It knows the low note has to be wide enough to hold a paradox.
Yes. But there's a requirement for holding that, isn't there? You have to develop a tolerance for uncertainty. You have to get comfortable with nuance rather than demanding one sharp single truth.
This is why that example of BK's experience was so powerful. He committed to this incredibly structured vrata.
The rigid container.
And the internal space it created led him to a place of total openness about his own future.
His self-discovery led him to say, almost casually, something like, I'm closer to traveling to India now, or maybe I'll become a monk. Who knows?
That phrase, who knows, that is the ultimate sound of foundational relativity.
It is. It shows he isn't forcing a predetermined outcome. He established a deep, wide, stable low note. And now he trusts that whatever high notes emerge, monkhood, world travel, whatever, they'll be valid because the foundation is strong enough to support the discovery.
And that's really the core power here. It completely reverses how we think about resilience. Resilience isn't about being unmoving. It's about being profoundly flexible.
The foundation of anything meaningful needs that space, that capacity to be a little off-center and still be whole.
So if you're trying to build these high, intricate structures in your life, a career, a family, a big personal goal, the strength of that structure is entirely contingent on the flexible nature of the low notes that support it.
Stop trying to make your foundation a perfect point. Make it a wide, generous space.
So here's the final question we want to leave you with, something to mull over. If you are struggling with complexity at the top, if your schedule, your goals, your responsibilities, all your high notes feel overwhelming and brittle,
is it possible that your foundation just doesn't have enough space, doesn't have enough relativity?
What would it mean to widen that space, to give yourself permission to resonate and adapt?
To maybe exchange one binary rule for three contextual principles. That flexibility isn't weakness. It's the definition of deep, sustainable strength.
I want to close with something Rumi wrote, translated by Coleman Barks, that just, it perfectly describes that flexible space, that wide low note we all need. Mm-hmm. He wrote, "Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. When the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk about. Ideas, language, even the phrase each other doesn't make any sense."
Out beyond the rigid ideas, that field, that's the lower register. That's the space where complexity and multiple truths can coexist. That's the space you need to build from.
Next time on The Deep Dive, we'll see what happens when that fluid complexity starts to coalesce into form. We're going to focus on the moments of choice and energy we call inflection points. Thank you for joining us.